Page 175. The Self-Made Man.
Nobody in American history has a better claim to the title of self-made man than Frederick Douglass, who escaped from slavery to become one of the nation's greatest anti-slavery activists, and then a world-renowned author and orator, diplomat, and public intellectual. As a professional lecturer, Douglass made his living traveling and giving speeches, of which his most popular and most famous was entitled Self-Made Men, and I'm sure you all read it in the previous issue of the Objective Standard. The lecture celebrated heroic figures like Abraham Lincoln, who rose from obscurity through their own hard toil, as opposed to being fortunate enough to be born into wealth and fame. Douglass referred to in his lecture to engineers and poets and political revolutionaries and industrialists who, if they have climbed high, have built their own ladders. But Douglass's lecture was not just a series of biographies and famous rags-to-riches stories. Instead, it focuses on what he called the philosophy of the self-made man. What are the qualities and virtues that make for the self-made man? And what does this idea have to teach us about society in general? The thesis of the self-made men lecture was that the people that we view as self-made success stories have accomplished that status not through luck or accident or fate, but through, in his words, work, 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 work. He writes this, the first work appears with one exclamation point, the second with two exclamation points, the third with three exclamation points, and the fourth with four exclamation points, all in all caps. So he really meant it. Determined perseverance, an uncomplaining will to shoulder hard responsibility, and a commitment to do one's best were the keys.
Copyright Timothy Sandfer.